Blog Talk Radio.
So don't look at that. Look at that which is above. Look at that is where Christ is. And see, it's because we are in Christ, where Christ is. It's not just talk. It's not just a mode of expression. But it's reality. A reality that we need to renew our minds to be able to believe and act upon. As the begotten child of God, the next thing he talks about is, as the begotten child of God, Christ Jesus isn't in our lives. You heard that right. He is not in our lives. The Bible says he is our life. He is our life. He didn't rejuvenate something within us. He replaced that which we are. We sang that this morning. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live how? By the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. So God says, we're a clay pot. That's not very, I suppose, flattering, is it? That's what God says, isn't it? He said, we have a treasure in a clay pot. I have also another clay pot. Which you like best? See, most will say, well, we really like this one. Well, this clay pot is fine if you want to display a clay pot. But the purpose of pots
show off the plant. If you put the plant in here, well, it looks all right, I guess, but
you see, there are distractions.
The object is, the pot is to show off the plant,
not the pot. You see what I'm trying to say?
We would like to be this, all prettied up. But if you want to be a pot, be a pot. But this is what God's looking for, that he might fill it. And the beauty of it and the glory of it is not going to be the pot,
but that which fills it. You follow a little homely illustration?
And so, it is no longer I who live. You notice both those pots are totally empty.
Until something fills it.
I am totally empty until I am filled with Christ. So God says this is how it is. If you have been raised up with Christ, or we'll say since we're agreeing that we've been raised up with Christ, since we've been raised up with him, then seek the things above where Christ is, and don't put your focus upon the things that are upon the earth. Jesus says the earth is passing away. And every mode that is involved with it is passing away. So then verse 4 says, so Christ, your life. Christ, your life. When he appears, we'll appear. Now, notice. God's got a little job for us now. God's got a little bit of a job for us. Starting at verse 5. What does the first verse say? First word say in your Bible? Or first two or three words? Put to death, mortify, kill. Mortify, kill, put to death, what? Everything that is earthly within us. He said, kill it! Then he gives us a little list. Sexual impurities. What are you going to do with that? Kill it. Immorality. What are you supposed to do with that? Kill it. Covetousness. What are we going to do with this? Kill it. Evil desires. Kill it. Lust for power. Kill it. Anger. Kill it. Wrath, which just means uncontrolled hatred. What can you do with it? Kill it. Malice. Malice means you wish to do evil to someone. What do you do with that? Kill it. And slander. Slander means to talk bad about someone. What do you do with that? Kill it. You know what? If we didn't talk about people, we would say a lot less. Dirty talk. What are we going to do with that? Kill it. And then the last he puts down is what? Lying. Like that's the worst of all. What do you do with lying? Kill it. See, we think we can get by, or we can cover up things with little lies. We even say little white lies. They don't come in colors. They're all evil. And then he says, all of these things are idolatry. Idolatry. Worshipping an idol. And what's the idol we worship with? We entertain these things? The self. I become the idol. I want to have bad thoughts. I want this. I want power. I can. I will. I. A lot of people have eye trouble. And no amount of glasses will fix it. So God is saying to
talking to us about some very serious business. And he says, it's your job. Here's the list. Kill it. He talks about killing as putting off. But now what? It's time to go into our dressing rooms and take off, as we take off that old nature with all of those characteristics. But God's not interested in us running around bare naked. So he says, put on. Take all that off and put this on. What does he say to put on? Here's the list. Verses 12 through 14, he gives us a list of what to put on. Compassion. Kindness. Humility. Meekness. Patience. Forgiveness. And above all, the most important, he begins last again. In the list of evil things to put off, he puts the biggest at the end. He puts the biggest at the end of the good things. Above everything else, put on love. Put on love, which binds us all together. And then notice this. This is important. Because sometimes people read this script and think, oh, I can't be perfect. Nobody asked you to. And yet, God says, be as perfect as he is. And the only way that can be is he does it. He lives out his life. It's no longer I who live. I'm the pot. He's the plant. And so he says, this new man, verse 10, notice, you have put on the new nature, the new self, the new man, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. So this new creature that we are is constantly being renewed and adjusted to the image of Jesus. And it happens as we come to know him better and better. And the better we come to know him, the less we will be looking all around, because God will fill our vision till we see nothing or no one else. God's not calling us to be monks and go live out in the desert someplace. But he's calling us to be totally united to Jesus. Even as Jesus prayed that we would be in him and he in us. We are told in this same book of Colossians that we are complete in him. We are whole in him. This is not saying that we cannot receive help from the world, but that we would seek God first. And if he chooses, he will use the world and its means to meet our needs. It's simply listening when God asks us, why are you looking here? And we turn away from all that we have trusted in the natural, in the world, and we look to Jesus. If you then have been raised up with him, seek those things which are above. Set your mind on things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. It's simply doing what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, isn't it? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these other things will fall into place in their proper order. But it's God first and last. He's Alpha, he's Omega, and he's the middle two. He is all. So the Bible says he is the all, and he's in all. He is the treasure. We're the clay pots, we're the containers. And God fills his containers with his glory. It's up to us to let Jesus be who he is in us. So we want to have a good focus. That nobody will be asking you, why are you looking here? when we should be looking above. Where Christ is. Where you are. Where I am. Not just in talk, but in the reality of the Spirit.